what's happening?
Hey guys, welcome back. Glad to be here with these guys for another episode, take two or episode two of whatever season this is. I think I marked it as season two, but it may be technically season three, but that's okay. How are y'all doing?
Oh, I'm coming up on season 38 here in October. So
yes.
That's not fun.
Season 40 for me. I know. Yeah. Today, I was in class and we were talking about, one of the kids was, I have them, come up with a problem and how can technology kind of help with that? And the kid picked, device addiction, being addicted to phones and being on there too long and it causes headaches and difficulty sleeping. And so, I don't remember what his solution was, but I remember I was talking about the Virtual Boy. And I said, yes, in 96, the year was 96, I bought a Virtual Boy, which required you to stop playing every 15 minutes. Otherwise, you would get really bad headaches. Yes, yes. Do you remember the Virtual Boy, Rocky?
Yes.
It's like not even on the Nintendo website. If you go look at all their devices, they scrubbed it. They're like, no, we never did that.
I got a from Home Alone 2, that Talk Boy.
Oh, Logan had one of those.
I have one of those. Yeah, I have a complaint about that thing. It was not nearly as functional as Kevin McAllister led me to believe. So either I'm an idiot,
he's a professional,
or he was a Talk Boy expert with a way more high tech version. I just had like the poor man's version. He had like the Talk Boy Plus Pro.
That was it.
Yeah, it's like when they're demoing new iPhones. They're like, check out everything you could do, and you're like, none of that happens.
So we messed around with some voice changers in middle school, high school days, and we learned that if you pitch your voice down, you have to talk faster, and if you pitch your voice up, you have to talk slower because when it compresses it becomes chipmunk sounding. It's like you would have to do those kind of things, and so we had some experience there. But on Home Alone 2, he just talks into it. Hello, I'm the father, and it goes ahead and pitches it down.
This is Peter McAllister, the father. No. I'd like a hotel room, please, with an extra large bed, a TV, and one of those little refrigerator shafts to open with the key. Credit card, you got it.
You memorize everything.
Hey, listen, it's good.
We found out my voice, if I talked into it, sounded exactly like Buddy across the street.
This is true.
So when we did Star 67, what's the one that blocks the number? And we would call our neighbors, and they kept thinking it was Buddy calling them.
Yep.
And we're like, well, now we have a new thing under our belt.
It's a new game.
Okay. That's Buddy.
That's Buddy. So, Rocky, right before you were getting ready to jump on, you were like, oh, I got to show you this. And I was like, hold on to that topic. So what was it you were getting ready to show us or tell us?
Yeah, you said that I sounded a lot better.
You do.
And it's because thank you. I've been doing my vocal exercises. I've been practicing.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
The arsonist had oddly shaped teeth. Where it goes down. Anyway, so... So I switched from my AirPods or my Beats headphones that I use for the last 2 weeks to my headset that I use for Xbox. And it's like one of those really nice, like, Turtle Beach. It's like the stealth ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think that this box represents this brand new headset that I'm wearing on my head, but it actually represents this, which is the headset that I had before it. And I have... I've been known to throw a controller or two in my day in the middle of rage blackouts playing usually NCAA or Madden or Call of Duty. But the worst part is I didn't throw that headset. The headset wasn't even on my head. Like, it was sitting on the ottoman where my feet were propped up, and I stood up and I didn't like chuck my controller, but I like tossed it down because I was pissed.
Yeah.
Apparently it hit. I don't remember this. I found this headset the next morning.
You went to a black voice.
On the floor. Yeah. I literally rage blacked out. And apparently like I hit the headset with my controller and it like knocked it off the ottoman. And when I found it the next morning, I was looking for my headset. I'm like, where's my headset? And it was on the floor. It was on the floor and I picked it up and I'm like, I didn't throw the headset. That's the worst part. That I didn't even throw it.
I hear you. So, when you guys have kids, what you essentially have are little recorders that bring back everything you've ever said to haunt you, just to go ahead and hang over your head. Because they don't forget anything. They don't forget anything. And so Zeke gets really frustrated playing games, and I tell him over and over again, this is a game. It's supposed to be fun. If you're not having fun, we should probably do something else. All the time.
I remember next door, Dustin Vet's dad said that when we would – because – they watched, like, wrestling.
Yes.
And I quote that because I'm talking about WWE wrestling, not record or rubbing.
The one people actually watch.
That would be weird. That would actually be weird. Mm. But so we would, like, be fighting. And then once Dustin started, like, getting upset and crying, he's like, all right, so it's not fun anymore.
Yeah,
we're stopping.
We're having fun.
We got to stop this. Like, yeah.
So that's the line I use all the time. And I don't remember what game I was playing, but it was very frustrating. And I was getting really angry.
Threw it back in your face.
Now, Dad, it's a game. If we're not having fun, we should probably play something else.
No. Was he saying that to be a smartass, or was he saying
no,
it?
No, he was saying that because that's the policy in this house, and Zeke sticks to the policy, and this is how we're supposed to do it.
I think it might be 50-50.
That's just how he is.
I'm like, want to see how hard I can hit?
Yep, that's kind of how it went. So I also had one of those sets of headsets. It also broke, but it was because a kid stepped on it, not because I threw it. Mm-hmm. They just walked by and stepped on it. But no, I totally get that. I don't think I've thrown a controller before. I've definitely got angry and like, I ain't playing this game anymore. This is stupid.
I've accidentally thrown the Wii remote before. But that's everybody's done that.
Yes, yes. Especially when you're trying to surf at Ace.
Yeah,
we're gonna set.
That's why they tell you. That's why there's that thing.
I think a conservative over under for the number of controllers I've broken, conservative over under would be 5.5.
Okay.
It's I would probably take the over on that.
It's over a lifetime.
Yeah. Over mostly, pretty much my adult lifetime. So, yeah.
Actually, I remember playing Call of Duty with you when we were in Pensacola, and you were getting so pissed because all I did was a shotgun, and you're like, you don't even know how to play the game. I'm like, that's why I keep getting the shotgun. And you're so
pointed in a general direction.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, duh, I don't know how to play this game.
So, Logan also has thrown a controller. When we were in Spain, we were playing PlayStation 1.
But it landed mainly in the
Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Right? No, we were playing. We were playing the X Games. Atari? It was like ESPN X Games something.
Oh, PlayStation 1.
Yes, PlayStation 1. Logan liked to. You had a choice between rollerblades, a bike, a skateboard, or and the luge. And Logan picked the luge because once you got going, you were flying.
Yeah.
So I would get on the bicycle and just jump on it and knock him off every time.
But also the bicycle.
I would,
if he doesn't jump on me, you can kick him and he fucking falls over.
So I'm throwing a controller in my head right now. So I'm probably at your head.
I remember him getting so mad and he threw it. And Dad had tile floor. He had tile floor. And it hit the tile floor. And he was like, nope, it's done. Shut it down. That was a lot of fun,
that's why we had to go outside and play
anything.
I don't want to say soccer, but it was just kicking a ball against like a courtyard.
It was just get out of here. I do remember that. That was fun. That game was fantastic. It's probably awful now. It's so bad now, but then it was one of like four games that we had on PlayStation 1. So,
do you remember what was the mom? She thought when we had, I think it was like the OG Nintendo, or was it Sega?
No, it's probably Sega.
When they had like the pad, and we had the Olympic sports, and you could.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god!
For the original Nintendo. Yes.
Okay, we granddad. Okay, that. So you do the long jump, and we'd be like, and we just step outside of it,
jump off the pad, and we'd be like, whoa,
200 foot. Yeah. 200-foot long jump.
But you had like, to jump back on the pad. Otherwise, it knew what you did, and you would, like, stumble and fall.
Yeah.
But we also found out if you just put your heels over the pad and you didn't actually run, but you just moved your heels up and down real fast, that you would run. Yep. That was, again, the number of exercise games that we have played and cheated so we didn't actually have to exercise, like, that was, yeah, there's many of them. Yeah.
Well, it's like every time I go to the hospital and they weigh you, and then they give you this look. I'm like, hey, bitch, I got, like, keys in my pocket. All right?
14 pounds of keys. This. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I got my phone and my wallet. It's totally.
Oh, man. Oh, video games. So what else to do with you guys? Anything exciting happen this week?
I'm going to my cousin's wedding in Michigan on Thursday. We'll be up there all weekend. So flying out on Thursday, coming back on Sunday. So that'll be a good time.
Nice.
Pretty much all my family's going to be there.
Very nice.
And they all love Stephanie, so they're thrilled they're coming. They're mildly interested in me being there.
Listen, totally get it. Totally get it. I'm again, when you have kids.
Hey, we're not saying that you don't look pretty.
You know, so it'll knock you down the totem pole. But that's going to be good. I like that my family likes Carrie. You know, like, it would be really difficult if it was like if she was a drain on whenever we went. So, like, oh, please don't have Carrie come. You know, usually it's don't have CJ come because he's probably going to lose his mind. And let's let Carrie come and we'll have a good time. But it's I don't know whether you want to hear it or not. There's a very interesting Bible verse where it talks about a guy was blessed because his wife, choice of wife, was a help to his parents, to his in-laws. Like that were like, it's like a whole concept. Like, you pick somebody who we actually liked. Like, that was a good godly thing to do, that we all get along. So that's good.
My parents love Stephanie. My mom and her are close, but her and my dad doesn't have daughters. So, yeah. I mean, he's got his daughters-in-law. Right. And I mean,
I can get where they might not meet, you know? I don't think there's...
Like, no, they get along very well, is what I was saying.
Yes. He treats her like a...
My dad, I'm pretty sure, like, out of me, my brothers, and my brother's wife, and Stephanie, like, Stephanie's at the top of the list of who my dad prefers out of the five of us.
You know, it really pays to be...
I've met you all.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, out of all of us. So, yeah.
It is something that... Not to toot our own horn, but that Burroughs charm really is there. Like, we are likable people. We are likable people, easy to get along with.
Yeah, you sure are, Connie.
Tell me when you come to town, you don't want to hang out with this guy. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm interested in hanging out with the Nibblings, as your sister calls them.
Totally get that as well. Zeke got Tiger of the Month this month. So it was
sounds auspicious.
So it's they choose one from each grade level that exemplifies. Hey, Kerry got Cooked of the Month. Exemplifies some resiliency trait, and this week or this month was honesty, and so his teachers picked him as the most honest kid in fifth grade
because he's a snitch.
That he is.
Tattletale.
I love you, Zeke.
Oh man. So, but you know who else got honesty? You know who else got the Tiger of the Month? Was the kid I talked about. No. The kid that I talked about, I put his name in the hat for how he handled that situation where we talked.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yep. That's cool.
Yep. And so...
that's cool.
So, and they called him up during my class, and he came back, and he's like, I got Tiger of the Month for honesty. And they're like, Mr. Burroughs, he got in trouble in this class. Can you believe they gave it to him? And I was like, I'm the one that nominated him. Of course I know they gave it to him.
Now we get it. It's rigged.
It's rigged.
So how it goes. Oh my gosh.
You gotta get a recount.
So you guys remember Do you guys remember the Kool-Aid Jammers? You've probably seen them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So we were having
some squeezy,
people over.
The squeezy
yes,
things.
Yes, yes.
The twist tops.
Yes.
Got one?
So we got a couple of them, a couple six packs, because we had kids coming over on Friday.
that in a while.
And so there has been so many heated discussions as to how many blues and purples everyone gets of these 12 Kool-Aid jammers. And Asher gets so worked up because he has the picture in his mind, and Zeke gets worked up because he has the picture in his mind, and Charlie feels the need to chime in as well, and it's like, stop arguing. Stop arguing. Just drink the Kool-Aid jammers until they're gone, and we'll never get them again. Never get them again.
This is my fault. This is my fault for letting you have something nice.
Won't let it happen again.
No, I would suggest Zeke, dump all of your money into Kool-Aid jammers. It's going to explode. This is the best investment of your life.
Zero risk investing strategy.
Take all your crypto out. Fuck that. That's going away. Put in the jammers.
So
listen, don't get me started on crypto and all the money I've lost playing that game.
I'm doing good, but
I have not had good experiences.
Actually, now's a good time because I think it's at 55. It should jump up to 70 in the next like 4 months. But
yeah, whatever you say. You sound like everybody else who's duped me into buying stuff where they make money and I lose it.
So. I'm just burying jars of nickels in the backyard. That's what I'm doing. Jars of nickels in the backyard. That's my savings plan.
That's the way to do it.
I got lucky with one.
Gold jars of nickels. You can't go wrong.
That's it.
Yeah, that's how
The nickels absorb the properties of the gold jar.
Makes sense.
And then you just have pounds of gold that you can sell.
Nice.
It's science.
Science with a T.
Alchemy, really.
That we're talking about, you know what's really good? Is if you take apart all the copper wires, you can make so much.
Did you know they have alarm systems set up to those things now?
Because people keep stealing them?
Yes. Keep stealing the dang condensers. I don't remember if it was our last house, but one of the places, maybe it was our last house, they had an alarm wire attached to it. So if somebody like tried to take it in the middle of the night, it would set off the alarm in the house. It's crazy.
The other thing, what is it? Catalytic converter. Okay, so my Mustang in Florida, since we don't have emissions tests.
That's right. Florida. Make America Florida again.
I got rid of that shit, right? We were like, boom! Yeah. Fuck you. I got three pipes. I sold my catalytic converters, and it paid for me getting my new exhaust pipes. Because I remember kids on their little mopeds, and they would be behind me, and I would just kind of push on the gas, and they'd be like,
oh.
And I feel bad about it now because I probably give them cancer.
Well, if it wasn't that, it'd be something else. I mentioned that we were doing a technology improvement prompt. So they all had to pick a problem, come up with a solution, and some of them were really good, some of them were not. One of the kids said, I would like to cure cancer. And I'm like, okay, all right, cool. How are you going to do that? And this girl goes, why are you going to do that? They already have the cure. They just won't give it to us because they're making too much money. And I'm like, awesome. Ooh,
A+.
All right, Joe Rogan.
I'm going to keep moving. Next one. Next one. So, yes. That was fun too. It's like how do I handle this conspiracy theory kid? How do I handle them? They've definitely heard this somewhere.
Wait, what was this for again? I missed that.
So, their end of the semester project and the end of the year project, they have to take some aspect of life, build a prototype, and say this is how I'm going to make life better, make this thing better using technology.
But
this is the first time that I've had them just think about it. So they're not working on their project yet. And so several of them didn't do technology, but they did use logic. Like, logically, this is how I would solve this problem. So I'm like, I'll take that. I had a student who said that the hallways were too crowded, and so they said, could we stagger when we dismiss grades? So 8th grade gets dismissed at 10:05, 7th grade at 10:09. I'm like, okay. I like it. So some of them were
logic-based
solutions. Others were where they were doing prototypes, and it was
funny. That's actually how we do traffic in the D.C. area. A lot of times they will, when some people go in 7, they leave at 3, 8, so that does help. So it's the same kind of deal.
And then I had some kids who were like, I have no idea. And then I would like pitch like one little idea and they got really excited. There's one kid who walks, he walks flat footed everywhere because he doesn't want to crease his sneakers. And so he has this like weird shuffle because he doesn't want creases in his sneakers. And so I said, hey, could you invent something that you could put on your shoe so you could walk like a normal human being and not crease your sneakers? And he lit up. He was like, crease protectors 2.0. He goes, and they got to be clear. You got to be able to see the kicks. They got to be clear and be like a little case that you slip a shoe in. I'm like, go for it, dude. Go for it. He was
whatever. Whatever feels good, hey, buddy.
Here's a logical solution. Get cheaper shoes. And don't worry about it.
You could. And for those here,
Logan, you have no appreciation for kick culture.
This is true.
No. But CJ, I remember I had, when I was probably about this kid's age, $110 Scottie Pippen.
Pippen's. Yeah, I remember.
And grandmom told me that they were on sale for like $45.
No. Then I found out granddad they were on sale for $45 because granddad was like, "How much are you spending on them shoes?"
Even when I found it, I was like, "These are $110. This is absurd. I've never owned a pair of shoes that were that."
Did you tell her to take them back?
No,
of course he didn't. He's wearing them right now. He's still fixing them.
Yeah, everybody saw me had them. I'm like, yeah, I got them. I got the whites too. Check it out. Don't step on my foot. I will knock you out.
We all had the things that we were definitely indulged in. Logan was always shoes. I remember your White Sox shoes. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, can I get these? Yeah. And mom's like, no, we already spent too much on Logan shoes. Like, we're going to get these instead. We were fine shoes.
Because I've gone the complete, 180. I almost said, be right back. 180. And I'm like,
now you're wearing the Walmart Velcro kicks.
Well, yeah, I used to go through those because also we would take Sharpies.
Yep.
And just, yeah, and I would draw all these designs on them. Oh, these would be good for, you know, like two times, they're $8. And then I could throw them away because I would take them to the bars. And I'm like, someone's going to puke or spill beer all over them. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, throw them away. And then I remember going, bringing a girl home. And then I realized I had to take my Velcro shoes off. And I'm like, she's going to realize I'm wearing Velcro shoes.
Wait till she sees that Velcro wallet. And the Velcro fly pants you're wearing.
Yeah, and my chain wallet, yeah.
Okay, so I just had an idea. So I want you guys to think about shoes in movies and TV shows. We're going to do a quick draft.
All right.
Do a quick draft. We're going to do three. Don't tell anybody. Three sets of shoes. Three sets of kicks, okay? Logan, your first pair. Your first pair of shoes. You got three pairs of shoes you're going to collect, put on a shelf somewhere. Wear them on occasion. What's your first pick?
Back to Future 2. Dang those it. Nike. That's what I was like. Oh, I already got it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good solid choice.
First draft pick. 100%.
100%. All right. So my first pick, I'm going to go Benny the Jets shoes at the end of Sandlot.
You mother. Oh, if you can't remember what they're called, then you don't get them. Okay, I do.
You go ahead
and pick a pair of shoes that you know what they actually are called.
Come on, man.
You're going to learn these rules that I'm making up on the spot.
I'm sure I can remember what they're called. Benny.
They're PF Flyers. They're PF Flyers.
Okay. All right. So you're taking those, I guess, for your first pick. So I will take, then, if I can't get those, I'll take Percy Jackson's shoes that he wears that's got the wings that he can fly with. I'll pick those.
Oh, the logical ones. Okay.
Oh, and yours are not?
Oh, well, no, they actually made them more recently.
They made them, and they didn't work.
It was super expensive and dumb.
Okay, so, Rocky, well, you have your second pick.
I don't know what else to pick.
You don't have to pick?
Those are the only shoes that I had in mind, which is why I got so mad when you tried to take them.
Just try to swipe them.
Yeah, like like they try to swipe the bag. Anyways, never mind. Moving on. That was a better joke in my head. A baseball joke. Because he stole home wearing the PF Flyers. That's how he did it.
Yes.
Because he was wearing the PF. He stole home, and he also got the ball back that was signed by Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth. The same guy?
That wimpy deer?
Yeah.
You know at the end when they play, I didn't realize that. At the end, when they play, like, adult, what's his name? That's his older brother who was Major League here.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that is neat.
Speaking of retro movies, I saw that they're coming out with a sequel to The Goonies called The Goonies Are Good Enough. And it's most of the original cast is allegedly coming back. It's allegedly being directed by Steven Spielberg. And it's the whole concept is what's his name? The main character, Johnny? No, not Johnny.
Oh, God.
The rich stuff, the guy says. Anyways, long story short, he allegedly stashed some of the rich stuff, and he's trying to get the gang back together to go find it. I don't know if it's legit. I saw it on the internet.
Well, there you
That'd
go.
Be really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I got really excited when I saw it.
That Rocky right now.
So
in the futures.
So it says here, while the Goonies 2 poster is a fake, the validity of the Suds report is less certain than the outlet, since the outlet hasn't always been credible with its movie TV exclusives. So it may be there. They're maybe kicking it around. So they're saying a couple of the stars that are in there, it would be like Josh Brolin. It'd be a challenge to bring him back. But but
I can see him sitting on that for 2 days.
Well, yeah, and also the Data is a freaking Oscar winner now.
Slick shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Slick shoes. That's it. Okay, I picked those shoes.
Okay, all right.
There you go. All right, we're back.
Okay, all right. My second shoes, these are stupid, but they can't get out of my head. The Reebok pump-ups from Robin Hood Men in Tights with
a shoe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Yeah, a shoe. Son of a sneeze.
That was Dave Chappelle.
Yep. All right, so Logan, what's your next ones?
Okay, well, since you're going to do that, the only ones I could think of was, I think the movie was called Like Mike.
Yes, it was called that.
Yeah.
It was called that.
It was Jordan's, and then all of a sudden he's a good back dunk or whatever.
Yes. That's good.
I'm trying to think of other shoes.
Oh, wait, do I have to go a second time now?
Yes, that's how Snake Draft works, Logan.
This is your last pick.
Oh, okay. Well, then I want to joke. Okay, so Air Bud, he had little basketball shoes.
There you go. Sure.
If you don't believe me, look it up.
Okay, I think I did Google 20 sneakers from movies, and looking at these, I think to round out my collection.
Why didn't we use Google?
To round out my collection, listen, I'm like, okay. I really was looking for. I thought there was one. It's not showing up though. All right, so I'm gonna go with Forrest Gump's shoes, the red, white, and blue classics. Oh, yeah, red, white, blue classic Nikes. Definitely those. That's my third and final pick.
Oh, my right. shoes. Can I use the skate that they? What was it? Remember the Olympic skaters? That one.
Are you talking about the what? When Nancy Kerrigan got stabbed by Tonya Harding?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's some other ones that popped up when I did a different search. You got Cinderella's glass slippers, Dorothy's ruby slippers.
Dorothy's ruby slippers.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah,
that's what I pick.
What about the Parrish Cross trainers from Jumanji? That's another good one. Another good one.
I'm so embarrassed right now. I already picked
the Get Smart shoe phone. Why did I think of the Get Smart shoe phone?
Oh, that's a good one.
Here's a question.
I love that show when I was a kid.
Can the cross trainers perform in both male and female Olympic sports?
Yes. They can. They can. Not both at the same time. Aliens. Ripley's got some pretty sweet looking Reeboks. There's those.
Wait, which one? Really?
Yeah, so. Rocket
Reeboks and Alien? okay. Then at this point, then. When Arnold Schwarzenegger T-600 takes his clothes, what are those boots?
Those black Nikes?
No, they're Yeezy 2s.
They had Yeezys and Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
He came from the future.
Came from the future. Yeah. Okay, which shoe was used to show how stupid people were in the movie Idiocracy?
Crocs.
It was Crocs, Crocs.
Because you know what? No, that's how we see how stupid people are in the present.
Whoops.
These are so dumb. I don't want to wear these. Oh, man. Okay, so Logan, why don't you lay one of your games on us?
So I was trying to think of, is it Taylor Swift or blah, blah, blah? Okay. Originally, I had some idea, but here's what I came up with. I looked up last words for death row inmates before they were executed. And then I found a couple of lists.
Why did you look that up?
Because reason they sound
47
like
why Taylor. Logan's search history is on a CIA blacklist. That's
I know. Yeah. Incognito mode.
Yeah. Totally safe.
Because I was looking at them and they're all Taylor Swift lyrics or quotes. So a lot of these last words might actually
Vinny Vinny Vici.
All right, so I'm gonna say a line. It's either a quote from her or song, or it's someone's
a last death row word. Inmate. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, last words before they're executed. All right, first one. All right. Good people are always so sure they're.
What was the last word?
Good people are always so sure they're right.
They're right.
That's okay. Taylor Swift.
That's actually Barbara Graham, 1955. She. But it does sound like. Next one.
Okay.
What if I told you it was accidental? And first night that you saw me, nothing was going to stop me.
That's Taylor Swift.
That was Taylor Swift. That does sound.
I think okay. I've listened to two Taylor Swift songs. I have no idea. It would all be shots in the dark here.
I was just not even going to look up Taylor Swift. I was going to do nothing but. Every time you call me crazy, I get more crazy.
I get more crazy.
Okay. Taylor Swift.
I'm going to say Inmate.
It's Taylor Swift.
Dang it.
Oh, here's one. Okay. You can be a king or a street sweeper, but everyone dances with the group.
That's not Taylor Swift.
Why would you want to be a king? I'm going to go no. I'm going to say I was Inmate as well.
Yeah, that's Robert Alton Harris, 1992. Two boys.
All right, one more.
I'm ready to roll. Time to get this party started.
Definitely an Inmate.
That's an Inmate.
Yeah. James Lewis Jackson, 2007.
That's terrible. That's awful. That's awful. Okay. All right.
Oh, wait. Here's one. Just a consolation. I didn't want to. Okay. This is an inmate. This is his last one. He goes, I did not get my SpaghettiOs. I got spaghetti. I want the press to know this.
That's awful. Why am I laughing at this? Oh, jeez. Okay.
Someone's like, oh, man.
I mean, I guess I feel bad for that guy.
I do.
No, do not.
His last meal was SpaghettiOs, and he didn't get the SpaghettiOs.
Okay, yes. So I was like, let me look at okay. James J. Grasso, 19. Do not feel bad for him. Why he was on death row. Strangled an elderly woman with Christmas lights during a robbery. 6 months later, murdered an elderly man to steal a Social Security check. So
with a jack-o'-lantern?
Fuck that. And also, he looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
All right, let's do a this or that. Let's do a or a would you rather, I should say. Let's do a would you rather. Picking a card.
Yeah.
Picking a card at random. All right.
Is it dad or mom?
Would you rather get your hand stuck in a meat grinder or a blender?
Oh. I don't want to play this game.
Yeah. Oh, I've been watching movies. I'm watching like Jack Reacher, and he goes to breaks, and I know he's about to
probably the meat grinder because I think it would be faster.
Golly,
I don't know, man.
Blender just seems like a bunch of little cuts. Like a meat grinder, that thing's just coming off.
But it's slow.
I don't think it would be slower than. I mean, I think relatively faster.
How about I just go head first in a wood chipper? Can I do that?
Wow,
go for it.
Sure.
So when Grandma Carol lived in the Keys, we went down and visited her, and there was a restaurant that she wanted to take us to, and
Largo, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Rocky, did you ever meet Grandma Carol?
Yeah, Largo.
No, okay. I mean, Steph, were talking about this the other day. Like, no, I haven't. I never did.
Imagine the. The boldness of mom without any tact, like no tact, like none. Like it was
so Logan.
No, even more so. Like, yeah, it's anyway. So we go to this restaurant.
No,
we go to this restaurant and she wants us to have the fritters, the conch fritters that they do in the Keys. And so she orders them and they go, man, we are not serving those today. And she goes, excuse me, I brought my family here. And they want to try these conch fritters, and you have them, and they're the best here, and you're going to bring them out to us. And they go, ma'am, the guy that was making those got his hands stuck in the grinder, and so we're not able to use the grinder right now. And she's like, oh, never mind. We'll pass.
And that's what it took for her to pass that up.
Listen, when we got there was an ambulance pulling away, and we're like, oh, what the heck happened? Oh, well, food's good. Let's go on. And it was a guy, and he got his hands stuck in the grinder. That grinds that down there to make the
first. All right, can we move on from this topic? I'm like having a tough time with this. Can't talk about shooting bad guys. I can't talk about shooting bad guys in the face all day, but limbs,
Rocky,
and meat grinders.
When I go down, we're getting the conch fritters.
Yes, conch
fritters. Shut up, Logan. Everybody, moving on. Next question.
So last thing for this episode, I've got another question here. This was out of the green deck, the what the heck deck. There we go. Pod decks, what the heck deck. So the question is, what strange thing would you like to happen at your funeral to make people laugh? What strange thing would you like to happen at your funeral to make people laugh?
Okay, I got one, and I'm going to steal it, actually. Did you ever see the video where somebody put a recording in his casket, and as they're recording it, it was playing a video of this guy? Like, when I die, he's, hey, get me out of here. Like, what are you doing? Have you seen this? It was, like, in Ireland.
That's fantastic.
And he was, like, he must have known he was dying, so I'm like, you blokes better let me out of this if I come back. And everybody's like kind of laughing. Casket into. He's like, no, you better not let me down here. Hey, give me some Guinness. Let me get one of these. Like, so that would be. If I knew, like,
yes,
they had two
cans. Yes.
That is the most Logan thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Basically, I already know it's going to be in the next couple of years. So I should start.
There's a guy I used to go to church with that wanted to be dropped out of a helicopter with one arm free so he could wave bye to everybody as he was going down to like be buried at sea.
Oh, that would be another thing, too. If you just put me in one of them cannons and launch me into a soccer game, so they're like, where did this guy come from? And just have like note, like, they know who happened or something.
I don't have anything clever or funny because all I can think about right now is what your mother has said she wants to happen when she passes. Do you guys know what this? Yeah,
she put in fireworks.
She wants to be cremated, put in frickin' fireworks, and then the Alicia Keys song, "This Girl Is on Fire." playing as the fireworks go off, just because your
mom's not even Looney Katy Tunes. Perry fireworks.
No. And your mom, like, just the face she makes when she she goes, I want you guys to like cremate my ashes and sprinkle me in fireworks, and then play that song. We're like, this girl. She's so excited story. I'm just like,
So, I don't know. I don't know what I would want to do at mine. I definitely think, I think a roast rather than like sentimental memories would be fun. You know, the number of things and just being able to.
We were going to do that anyways.
Perfect. That's going to do it for us this week. If you are watching this on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, drop a comment. We'll share those comments on the show next week. If you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review, 5 stars. We'd greatly appreciate it. Subscribe to the show so you don't miss the next episode. We're putting these out every other week, so it'll be a couple weeks before we come back, but we look forward to hanging out with you guys again. Then I can never remember how do we finish.
That's what she says.